Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 33 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back for 19 years now. He's, you know about his twice weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. He's a political operative, and has been now for a long time. And he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. So
it's Memorial Day, Rich, and I was just talking to Ken Davis and I. We were talking about how all of us, how many times have we all said, "Happy Memorial Day." You know, you know, you don't mean to be happy, but still, you know, you literally live in the shadow of Arlington, and
absolutely,
it's not happy, but it is a celebration, isn't it?
It is. It's a celebration of it. You know, it's become a cliche that when somebody passes away, you don't have a funeral; you have a celebration of life. But that's truly what Memorial Day is. It's a celebration of the life and sacrifice of the folks that came before us. You know, I was thinking while I was waiting to come on that when you and I were kids, Memorial Day was so different, partly because we were so close to the end of World War II. I mean, when we were in grammar school, it was 8 or 10 years, only 8 or 10 years past. It would be like 2012.
Have you done this?
So
have
it was
you looked
pretty
back,
fresh in everybody's
I looked
mind.
Back on- I look back on my being when I was a little kid, and so when I was 10, my dad had only been out of the war, you know, like 15 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, he was even 40, and you and I had no idea that those experiences were so vivid and raw for them.
Right, and it wasn't until later when we found out. Nobody's dad talked about it. We thought it was only our dad.
My middle name is named after a man who went on a suicide mission. He knew it. They knew it, and they wouldn't tell me the whole story.
When this whole coronavirus thing, lockdown thing started, somebody tweeted, and I wish I'd thought of it because it was really an interesting tweet, that courage used to mean getting off the landing craft when the guy in front of you has just gone down in a hail of bullets, not sitting on a couch.
Right.
That's not courage.
Right. Or tweeting something profound. That's not courage.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
And then taking the rest of the day off.
Right. Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is what I do. But typically we go to Arlington every year. My wife's dad is buried there. He was in the Air Force or the Air Corps. And, we didn't go this year because it's closed, but I was pleased to see that the third brigade did plant a flag in front of every one of those tombstones again, like they do every other year.
Mm-hmm.
They just did it standing farther apart.
Yeah.
And if anybody's ever up here during one of those holidays, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, I think it's well worth taking a half a day and walking up, as I say in my column, my annual Memorial Day column, up the hills and down the swales, and just see the scale of what it takes to honor our war dead.
At some point in time in your life, I'm going to call it a pilgrimage, Rich. Every American needs to go somewhere where they can be moved by what you just said. And as you know, Rich, I didn't have to make a pilgrimage. And you know, I know their names. I know their brothers and sisters. You do too. But I will tell you, and I probably said this before, I haven't been to D.C. on one of those days, but I have been by Arlington many times. But I will never forget, as long as I live, my trip to the Vietnam Wall about 25 years ago. And my son was there in the Boy Scouts. And when I found the names of my three friends, Danny and Joel, two Joels, when I found their names, I didn't realize how that was going to
affect you.
My son walked up and touched my arm. He said, "Daddy, you okay?" It affected me so much that he actually walked my 15-year-old son, who's not, you know, who basically teenagers are obtuse anyway, right, about adults. He walked up and touched my arm and he said, "Dad, are you okay?" Everyone should have one of those moments, I think, to appreciate Memorial Day. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And the thing about the Vietnam Memorial is it's not because it's a wall with all those names engraved on it. It's not a monument to the idea of war dead. It is a monument to the young men, for the most part, and young women, although not as many as there are today, who gave their lives in a war that they weren't particularly interested in.
Right.
You know, I heard you talking about whether or not this lockdown infringes on our civil liberties. What infringes more on civil liberties than the draft?
Right.
I mean, we've got two generations of kids that don't remember having to watch the lotteries be picked to see what number, you know, whether you're going to war or not.
I signed up for the draft, and you did too. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
We made our pilgrimage down to the draft board. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Rich Galen and talk some more about this with our good friend Rich. After the break, 20 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.